Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, really quick, again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do so. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top there and subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, and go over to beforeitsnews.com or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in at any time, please do. What we're going to be talking about today is how deep political idolatry runs. I'm going to start off on the sports idolatry in just a moment here, just to kind of bring it line upon line, precept upon precept, so you can understand how the Word of God clearly condemns it and why. I mean, much of what we're seeing right now, friends, across the line is a lot of people talking about this little Satanist who calls herself a Christian named Taylor Swift, who's completely sold out in every sense of the word. And you can see that the media outlets, the print outlets, when you go to the grocery store, everything is Taylor Swift right now. She is sold out. She has done exactly what Satan offered her to do when he said, bow down to me and I'll give this all to you. It's mine to give, which is not true in any sense of the word. But she did it. And we're seeing that she is turning slowly but surely over to the ways of Satanism blatantly by wearing these costumes, having these seances on stage. The list goes on. And, you know, the new logo that I have, or slogan I have for the people of this country that are going along with this, because they're all driving more traffic to the controlled NFL, National Football League, and her halftime show that she's talking about putting on there. It should just be, instead of a circus in a piece of bread, the people are easily controlled. You can do whatever you want to do with them. It should just be Taylor Swift and beer, and you can do anything with the people that you want to do. They're easily controlled. That's exactly what's going on. And if people can't see it for idolatry, and this is sports alone, pay attention to the political ideology that's going on as well, and also pay attention as to who has 94% control of the narrative throughout the United States, and not just the United States of America, people on a worldwide basis as well. It's all driving the same narrative. So we're going to go back and we're going to set the narrative straight by making reference to the Word of God and see what He has to say about it, and we're going to do that. So I wanted to let you know as well, if you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. End of story. And so with that said, let's just kind of tiptoe bringing it again line upon line, precept upon precept, getting to political ideology. But again, since we're in the season of sports right now, this fits perfectly as far as the time and the applicability of Scripture and the way it should be preached. When you look at, again, Jeremiah 11:13, folks, you notice those that listen to me continuously, those that watch me continuously, I'm always dropping Scripture. I'm always dropping Scripture because I'm backing up foundationally upon the Word of God the point that I'm making, okay? And the point that I'm making is the Word of God. The Bible is clear when it says that when the Lord sends a man, he speaketh forth the words of the Lord, okay? And that's how it works here. The Word comes up, and I shoot it out there, and you can lay it to the topic and concerning the one that we're covering and putting it back into a perspective where it's supposed to be biblically and scripturally. One of those Scriptures that I continuously reiterate is the fact or that of Jeremiah 11:13. I'll say Jeremiah 11:13 when I'm talking about idolatry in sports. Well, what does Jeremiah 11:13 say? It says, "For according to the number of your cities." Now pay attention. Listen to the great specificity of the word that was written thousands of years ago. So this is nothing new. Ecclesiastes 1:9. There you go, right there. There's nothing new under the sun. Go to Ecclesiastes 1:9. That's what you're going to find in Scripture to understand what we're talking about in Jeremiah 11:13. So it says, "For according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem have you set up altars to that shameful thing," regardless of what it was that they put up and that they worshipped, "even altars to burn incense," which is a form of prayer. When you take that into a stadium setting, you see how the people dress, you see how they act, you see how they yell, and they give all their strength up to the gods that they serve. Well, in a sense, friends, that is burning incense, okay? And it's not metaphorically, it's in parallel, in fact, as to what Scripture is trying to define and to unveil to us as to the meaning of that word. So when we go to even altars to burn incense unto Baal, it's the God that they've set up to serve. Okay? So again, that's Jeremiah 11:13. But what I want to get to is somehow or another, the children of the apostates have mistakenly made entertainers and professional athletes as people of importance, so much as so that they have once again put their idols, players, and teams in the place of Christ. And it's exactly what they've done. It's exactly what they've done, friends. How many people I see online all day long, they sit there and they try to make a feeble point with a wooden blunt sword in their hand, not the sword of the Spirit, mind you, Hebrews 4:13, but a wooden blunt sword, trying to combat the Word of God. And the only argument that they really have, friends, though it is a feeble one, the only argument that they have against the Word of God when trying to stand against the Word of God is their unholy lifestyles. And it's what we continuously see. But what they'll do is they'll try to put up their favorite entertainers, and then they'll put, look, he said the word Jesus, therefore he's a Christian and he's going to hell. It's the same thing that you'll see with many of these sports icons, music icons, and the list goes on. That's all they have to do is say that they're a Christian, like even Donald Trump, and everybody just lays over and says, oh, he's a Christian. No, he's as much of a Christian as you are. That's the problem that you're having. You've taken it no further. You don't even know what he stands for. You have no idea as to what the word is concerning what it is to be a Christian. And you can put that up against Acts 11:26 as well. Christianity should be shown to the world by their actions. And just because you call yourself a Christian doesn't make yourself a Christian. But that's how the American people take it. And they'll sit there and they'll stand up for them no matter what they do, just like they did with Toby Keith. Some lady yesterday said, you know, Toby Keith is now peacefully in the arms of Jesus. It's like, lady, you're to judge him by his fruit. And if you look at the fruit of his lyrics, friends, oh my goodness, he ain't heaven bound. He's exactly what he's sown into bound. And it isn't good. Read Romans 6:23. We're going to come right back on the other side, and I'm going to get to political idolatry, and then we're going to get to the idolatry of sports first and foremost. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to hit the idolatry of sports first and foremost, and then we're going to move into the political idolatry, which is crazy. We've hit on this, we've touched on this before, but I want to get as deep as we possibly can over the next three segments. We were just making reference to Jeremiah 11:13, and it talks about according to the number of your cities where your gods, O Judah, and according to the number of your streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing, that God that you set up in the place of Christ. And I was just highlighting the fact that somehow or another the children of the apostates, those that call themselves Christians but really aren't, put that up against 1 John 2:4, have mistakenly made entertainers, right, and professional athletes as people of importance, so much so that they have once again put their idols, players, and teams in the place of Christ. The Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Guess what that means? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. The definition of the word idol, Webster's 1828, goes as follows. An image, form, or representation, usually of a man or an animal, consecrated as an object of worship, a pagan deity. That's right. That's exactly what you're seeing on the field. And it's not just football. It's baseball. It's hockey. It's volleyball. It's soccer. The list goes on. Men and women are entertained watching men kick a ball around or hit it with a stick. Yes, or how about this one? A man that spends thousands of hours practicing to hit a little tiny ball into a hole. That takes precedence over what's going on in their country today. If that isn't the definition of idolatry, friends, I don't know what is. That's what Scripture defines it as, and it's exactly what it is. In every city in America, we discover idol worship everywhere you go. The children of the apostates have their own sports icons and mascots with their favorite teams and players. In the place of that, friends, keep in mind, they have their jerseys on, so on and so forth. I'll get to that in a moment. But the Bible says to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So where do professed Christians get off putting on jerseys with their favorite players? They're supposed to represent Christ. They're supposed to be ambassadors. They're supposed to be written epistles for all men to read. And I want to tell you something. The world's reading, but what they're reading is the definition of what a hypocrite is, and it's exactly what they see. As I was just saying, in every city in America, we discover idol worship. The children of the apostate, again, have their own sports icons, mascots with their favorite teams and players. They have football teams, baseball teams, basketball teams, hockey teams. You name it, friends. The people in this country have it covered in a big way. They have red and blue devil mascots, demons, pigs, chickens, wolves, gophers, badgers, buffaloes, tigers, goats, rams, hawks, bears, eagles, lions, cougars, elephants, ducks, alligators, bulls, longhorns, hound dogs, constellation, the stars in place, mascots, people mascots, kings, sailors, minutemen, knights, cowboys, Indians, warriors, mountaineers, colonels, gladiators, miners, Vikings, workmen, Zorro mascots, fruit mascots, keg mascots, car mascots. My goodness, folks. Also consider the fact that this is just scratching the surface when it comes to the people's mascots in the United States of America alone. And yet, in the face of Scripture, what does it say? Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, a god to suit your sins, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, the constellations, or that is in the earth beneath, man, animals, or that is in the water under the earth. What does the Lord say? He said, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, the Lord said. Not love me, he said, of them that hate me. Who are those that hate him? Those that have created a god to suit their sins. Those that serve idols in the place of his son, Jesus Christ. Now look what Paul said in the book of Acts 17:22 through 27 while confronting them at Mars Hill. Tell me if it doesn't sound like Bradley Dean or Tim Brown, the morning show host, broadcasting on a typical radio show day. Okay, any day of the week. You men of America, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with the inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth. Notice that, devil chasers. He is the Lord God of heaven and earth, and he dwelleth not in the temple made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord if they can happily and might feel after him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Doesn't that sound like what we're talking about today? I mean, people may know the name of Jesus, but they don't know Jesus. Why? Because they've never taken the time to know Jesus. They've never sought out the Scriptures for themselves. Why? Because they don't have a desire to know Jesus. I had a guy one time, it blew me backwards. And he had an apostolic anointing in his life. And he was a CEO during this particular time. And we were talking about the things of the Lord. And he said, I love the Lord, but this is what he said right after that. He said, but I don't have a desire to know his word. It's not the Lord you love. It's not the Lord you serve. It's the Lord you hate. And it's the devil that you serve. You have no desire to know his word. Has anybody ever been, and I'm sure you all have, when you were in high school, you had a desire to meet a guy or meet a girl, and that's all you could think upon is that person? I mean, every thought that came into your head is what you want to know about that person and how your affections are attached to that person. And again, you wanted to know everything about that person, and you wanted to spend more time with them. Well, if the natural man teaches you through the natural dispensation, how much more will the Spirit of God, if you're born of the Spirit, drive you to know the Word of Christ and feed on the bread of life, John 6:35. Oh my goodness. Common sense comes into play, right? My goodness. You know, I think some people have marriages today that end up in divorce because they never took the time to know each other because they had no desire to know each other. And that's exactly what has happened in the spiritual sense, first starting in the spiritual and then ending in the natural. You have no desire for the Lord, and then you wonder why you're playing the adulterer in the face of the Lord. My goodness, folks, you are what you eat is absolutely true. You're going to either overcome or you're going to succumb. There is no in-betweenites. I want to say this as well. When you look at in verse 29 through 31 after the scripture that I just read to you just a moment ago, Acts 17, 22 through 27, I want you to listen in context. This is what the American church doesn't do anymore. I just heard a preacher the other day said half of the Christian world today is out of context. No, it's not Christianity. It's a lack of Christianity. And what he was saying is they don't hold the scripture in context. Well, then why would you call them Christians? You just did the same thing that you were trying to expose. Think about what you say, bro. I mean, for real. Now, let me go to verse 29 through 31. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. At the times of the ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth every man everywhere to repent. That's the message that the American church does not preach. It's failed to preach for over 100 years. My understanding is back in the 50s, they were still preaching much of this. It began to become watered down through the likes of the church of falling away from the Lord and giving their affections and desires over to Billy Graham, who they used to call when he was alive the ecumenical evangelist, the evangelical pope. Oh my goodness, folks, you want to understand why we're in trouble. It's because of the American church succumbing to the likes of a Billy or a Franklin Graham. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Look at the compromise. Look at the absolute fraternizing with the enemies. I mean, Billy Graham was friends with everybody in their dog friends. There was no absolutes. And that all changed after he became famous. And what he didn't do is he didn't bring the cross with him. He forsook the cross in the process in preaching another gospel. And the Lord said that that brings a curse, Galatians 1:8, through the hand of Paul the apostle. Now let me get back over to this, friends. He has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. Who is that man? Whereof he hath given assurance unto all men that he has raised him from the dead. That is Jesus Christ. He who was crucified, he who was buried, and he who rose again to the glory of the Father. Read the whole chapter of Romans 6 and 1 Corinthians 15 when you get a moment. I'm going to come right back on the other side, friends, and we're going to get up into political idolatry in just a moment. And of course, if you're not one of those idolaters, then you're going to love the message. If you are, you're going to hate the preacher. Well, over here, friends, you're either going to hate your sin or you're going to hate the preacher, and it's okay with us both ways, though we don't prefer it. Cool? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson dealing with a failed vote this morning to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Experts already called the case for impeachment questionable, saying it was more about policy disagreements than the constitutional standard of treason, bribery, or high crimes and misdemeanors. A jury of 12 handed down a controversial verdict in Michigan yesterday, finding Jennifer Crumbly guilty on four counts of manslaughter. Her son Ethan Crumbly killed four students in 2021, just days after his mother gifted him a gun with prior knowledge of his mental health issues. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel for meetings today to talk about a possible temporary ceasefire in Gaza to release hostages. Corey Myers, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Okay, so let's get back to this, and then we're teeing it up for political idolatry, and we were just talking about sports idolatry. I mean, folks, it's honestly, it's sick. And now you have it set up in your homes. Most people do. I have not watched television in over 20 years. That was the first thing I got away from. And it wasn't a natural inclination to get away from it. It was the Word of God that drew the line in my heart, where I had no more desire for none of that nonsense. I mean, it's a cesspool of indoctrination. And what is the world, what is the mainstream media, and what is it that they promote? The spirit of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And the Bible says, and it is not of the Father, it's a spirit of Antichrist. Why would I sit there and feed on a spirit of Antichrist? And then read James 4:4. And also read Romans 12:2, that we're not to be conformed to the world, we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God. But I got out of that mess right away. I didn't want anything to do with it. I knew that there was no truth there. I knew that there was nothing good for my soul there. I knew the Lord didn't desire it there. As a matter of fact, if you put it up to Micah 6:16, and I want to get to that topic one day too, but this is nothing new. But the narrative that's being sent, folks, it's straight from hell. It literally is. And too many people are feeding on as what they call the boob tube, when in fact they shouldn't be feeding on that nonsense at all. For those that do that, you might want to read 2 Corinthians 6:17. Start there. Go to the end of the chapter. Also read James 4:4, where he calls you adulterers and adulteresses. Know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? And you're the people that, when you listen to that, it just runs down your back like water down a duck's back. And then you wonder why you're confused. You're wondering why you just don't have anything straight. Everything's messy in your life. There's no quickening of the Holy Ghost because you're not born of Him. That's why. The Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey Him, friends. Don't forget that. He's given unto those that obey Him. And that comes from the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5 as well. So everything is from Him, through Him, and to Him. So let's get back over to this and then highlight this. And then what we'll do is we'll get over to the political idolatry. We were just talking about how Scripture clearly tells us that we're not to serve a God that looks just like us. Okay, and I'm giving you scriptural reference for this. And it's also interesting to note that sports are just another form of idolatry within the ranks of the apostates. That's what it is, okay? They have, and I had up a video here, and I played it for you before, but there's a church, they call themselves a Christian church in Minnesota here. And instead of having church on Sunday, what they'll do, or Super Bowl Sunday, they'll set their whole stage up like it's a football field. No kidding, cheerleaders and everything, football, goalposts and everything. And what they'll do is they'll cut the service short as they basically celebrate the Super Bowl. And for those that don't know, I want you to know, because many football players are coming out, many of those that are behind the scene have already come out and told you that the NFL is completely rigged from start to finish. It's not about football. It's set up on a system of gambling. And the games are pre-scripted. The players are pre-scripted. We played those videos for you as well. I didn't say it. They're telling you this. But this is more the nonsense that we see. It's the same thing that you're seeing in politics today, friends. As Roosevelt told us back in the 30s, there's nothing that happens in politics. Listen, that's not first planned. You're seeing that with Mayorkas right now. Folks, I knew that when they said that they were going to impeach him, they just needed a fall guy for a moment. What are they saying now? Oh, they can't impeach him. Oh, my goodness. They can't impeach him for the act of treason. They're just all paying their dues right now. And they don't realize when they're done paying those dues, they're going to pay their dues on Judgment Day. Okay? Read 2 Corinthians 5:10 as well when you get a moment. But what's interesting is when you look at the sports and how they're just another form of idolatry within the ranks, you have to go ahead and observe these people because, oh, how they love their sports. And it shows you just where their hearts really, truly are. Did you know that second? Listen to this. Tell me if this is not applicable to this conversation. When you look at 2 Kings 17:33, I want you to listen to this. Tell me if this is not right. If this is not what the world sees in this country today. They feared the Lord. They said they were Christians, but they served their own gods. That is exactly the hypocrisy of the American church, to a T. 2 Kings 17:33, cross-check everything I'm telling you. They feared the Lord, they said they were Christians, and served their own gods. It's exactly what they're doing. So in other words, they said that they loved the Lord in being His pretended children, but when it came to the truth of the matter, they served other gods whom they really loved. Oh, it's true. Look at the jerseys they wear. Jesus said, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." By the way, much of what we're talking about right now will be applicable when it comes to the political idolatry as well. "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Yeah, their heart is far from Him. They don't even know His doctrines, John 7:17. You know, you ask Christians across the country, those that, you know, when I do an event, I'll say, how many people in this room are Christians? And, you know, 95, 98, sometimes the whole room, they all raise their hands. They believe they're Christians. Why? Because the hirelings told them that they were Christians. That's all they had to do is profess with their mouth or confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord. And they're just going to heaven. No, that's of the Spirit. We're led of the Spirit. We're not born of the flesh. And there's too many people that in the flesh have said the prayer and don't realize what they're doing is living their lives in such a fashion where they're going straight to hell because the Spirit is not the author or the finisher of their faith. Hebrews 12:2. Okay? There's a lot of this. But what's crazy, friends, is they honor the Lord, but their hearts are far from Him. I was just telling you when I do events across the country, I don't care how many people are in an event. There can be thousands. There can be literally 50 people in an event. And what's crazy about it is I'll ask him, how many in this room love the Lord? How many are Christians? They'll all raise their hands, right, as I said. And as I said then I asked the question. So with another question, how many in this room can actually name three of the Ten Commandments? They're lost. They laugh like it's funny. See, they despise God's government, not understanding that American government, this institution of government, is premised on something called common law, which is premised on canon law, which is premised on the Torah, God's moral law. Okay? And they think it's funny that they don't know his commandments. Well, the Bible is clear in 1 John 2:4, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. They're liars. Whoa, that's crazy. Well, Bradley, do you know him? Yep. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's a day in which you honor God and heart to man. No done work for self. It's called servile work. Honor your father and your mother. That means hold in high esteem. It's the first commandment with promise. Ephesians 6:1. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, and thou shalt not covet. And that's the first. What's the second? The second is namely like unto this. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. And what is the fulfilling of all of that, friends? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, which is the fulfilling of the law. Love is the fulfilling of the law. They are not separate. Matthew 22:37. Read that when you get a moment. So, Jesus also said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. How are they supposed to keep his commandments if they don't know his commandments? You see how that works? And then they wonder why they see corruption within the halls of government. Because it first started at the church, which is that moral compass of society, as so many of our forefathers said. But in coining his phrase, John Adams, he said, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. That's right. Finney also hit on this as well. So, talking about how many people out there call themselves Christians but don't know his word, I'm telling you that you're sadly deceived, okay? See, what's happening is this country's being led literally into hell, and they give their time, money, and their efforts over onto idols. This next point is just insane. Scripture tells us in Psalm 9:16-17, the wicked, them that know to do the right but choose to do the wrong, shall be turned into hell in all nations that forget God. Why is your country, Americans, being turned into hell? Because you have forgotten your God. You are the people out there, a majority of you, that sit there and talk about how you're going to just pray. And you're going to pray. And you're going to, no, you're hiding behind prayer because you don't actually want to do the doing. And the reason you don't do the doing is because you don't have the faith. Scripture tells us faith without works is dead. James 2:14-26. I'm so tired of people, I'll pray for you. I don't want your prayers. If you look at Proverbs 28, it says, those that turn their ear from the law of God is moral law. Even their prayers are a curse. That's why they don't get their prayers answered. That's right. I remember a story of Charles Finney when he first got saved, and this is back in the 1700s. He tells the story about how when he went back and got saved, he said the Holy Ghost did everything from start to finish. Of course, that's a man that is truly born of the Spirit because he's the author and the finisher of your faith. That's why you see parallel today, in contrast, so many people that sit there and they call themselves Christians because they've been talked into it. And, well, the fact of the matter is, if you can be talked into it, you can also be talked out of it. And there's too many of them that are talked out of it. And these are the sheepish ones that go around and they're too scared to talk about Jesus in front of all of their worldly friends, right? But they know everything about politics. They know everything about their favorite sports. They know all those talking points. But when it comes to the word and taking a bold, confident stand, Proverbs 28:1, they're null and void. They're worthless. They're like what it talks about in the book of Luke, friends, where people walk over the top of their graves and they don't even know that they're there. They have no substance. They're empty. They're worthless. Matthew 5:13 tells us they're good for nothing. Why? Well, because they don't do the doing. They're supposed to be called the salt of the earth. But they fail to understand that salt stops the putrefaction, right, of a society, of a culture. My goodness, folks, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. You do the works because you're saved. You don't do the works to get saved. And if you are saved, you do the works. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Goodness, friends. Oh, my goodness. It is 50 degrees in the state of Minnesota, and it's not because of global warming. It is because they are using military planes in, we played videos on these before, personal airplanes to spray chemicals down on the people. And they're what they're doing. It's called geoengineering, and they're modifying weather patterns. So don't for one moment believe anything that you're being told about global warming, friends. They just want to tax you again to death. Because the power to tax is the power to destroy, and it's exactly what they mean to do. Never seen this in my whole life in the state of Minnesota, and it's about 50 degrees in February. Never have ever seen this before. And every day we look up, and they are checkerboarding the skies in a massive way. Just got another video from a meteorologist to the mainstream media that says that the military is in fact the one spraying it down. We've already known that. As a matter of fact, it's in the congressional record. So this is not a conspiracy theory. This again is in fact happening. Deuteronomy 28 verse 24. So just wanted to throw that out there really quick. Wanted to let you know we're talking about political idolatry, and before we're getting to that, we're teeing it up on the idolatry of sports, and I want to finish this out. So if I have to go a little late today again, I'm totally good, folks, and I know that you people seem to enjoy the fact that there's no commercials. So do I. I'm all with you on that. So we might go a little bit late today again just so I can finish my point all the way through and through. So let's get back to this. When you look at the the children of the apostate, those that call themselves Christians, and the idolatry of sports, that applies to heathens as well. It applies to those that say they don't believe in God. It doesn't matter if you believe or not. You don't have to believe in trucks. What happens if you stand in front of one? And you are going to stand in front of one, Hebrews 9:27. But again, what's crazy about this is how the country is being led literally into hell, and that they give their time, money, and efforts over under to that of idol worship. I mean, just think about this. Speaking of politics, Donald Trump raised $144 million because of his worshipers thinking, in fact, he's under attack. But isn't it interesting how the mainstream media's cameras are all over every move Donald Trump makes? See, they don't realize that the best way to control the opposition is to lead it, and that's exactly, in fact, what is happening. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes as well. I wanted to go over to this. I want to give you an example of this more in detail, and I'll go back to football worship for a moment. This is where we see full-grown men with tights on getting paid millions of dollars, demoralizing sponsorships. They're serving their sponsors, right, that are demoralizing the people. See, about 10, 15 years ago, and I seen this right out the bat, right out of the gate, as becoming a Christian, I could see what was going on. They're trying to Europeanize America. And who's doing it here in America is the sponsors in Hollywood and the music industry. They've been doing this for a long time. But you also have to understand, even with conservative talking heads, they're not serving the people. They're serving their demoralizing and demoralizers when it comes to their sponsorships. Okay? But going back to that of football, them fighting over a pig ball, as I said earlier, this you see somehow takes precedence over them standing up and defending their own children. And instead, what they do through their inactions, they sacrifice to that of Moloch in whoring themselves out to their favorite idols. Read Leviticus 20, verse 5, backing it up all with Scripture. And on the other hand, if you ever want to see what motivates these hypocrites, and what it is that they will stand up to, those that are in the seats, it's absolutely amazing what they will stand up to and how they will react when their favorite team scores a touchdown. You can literally hear their praise and worship of the deities that they serve miles away. I mean, incense in the Bible, again, is representing the people's prayers going up to God. These apostates that occupy these stadiums every Sunday are giving up their counterfeit incense, their praise and worship unto their idols, their players, their teams on the field, which are the altars of Baal and false gods and deities, which the Lord condemns. And you set up altars to that shameful thing, Scripture says, even altars to burn incense unto Baal. Another motivator for these apostates is how they respond when an official on the football field makes a bad call. You've seen this, I'm sure. Or how about when their favorite coach is removed from their favorite team for reasons they disagree with? That's when you're going to see all these hypocrites stand up. And this seems to be what it takes. Only then will you then see where their anger and indignation lies. Yes, then and only then will you see a quick call to action. Hey, folks, they won't stand up for their kids. They won't stop abortion. They won't stop their kids from being inundated or made a prey by men that want to prey upon their children called pedophiles in public schools. No, 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 no. They won't stand up against that. As a matter of fact, they're the ones dropping their kids off at public schools to be thrown into a cesspool of illegal indoctrination into this country. You won't see them standing up for any of what matters, friends. You'll see what really matters to them is when their favorite football coach or their favorite player gets removed when they disagree with it or a bad call is made, as I already stated. Then they'll get mad. Then they'll stand up for it. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. In the state of Minnesota, we find that these are also the same idolaters that are too timid to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified, 1 Corinthians 1:23. But they have no problem with taking off their shirts, painting half their bodies purple and the other half yellow, the Vikings, all the while shouting as loud as they can with horns on the top of their head. This is just completely embarrassing. It's a reproach every step of the way, and God condemns this. Listen to this. Christians are to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, as I said earlier, and this unabashedly, Romans 1:16, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In contrast, these hypocrites, these apostates, did you know that they'll spend up to $129 to $384 for a jersey with their favorite player's name on it? Think about that. How little do these people tie to ministries that are actually out there doing anything about it, right? This on top of the fact that the average ticket price that costs to get into one of these games is about $329 in the state of Minnesota to go to a game with the Minnesota Vikings. $329, okay? And just consider, you're going to always see people together. So it's not like a guy's just going out there on his own. Not that they don't do that, but that's not very popular. Bold and proud they are, with an awkward smirk about their face and no doubt with much to talk about after their favorite game. And at a popular church, as I was just talking about, friends, they'll set up the whole altar as a football field. This is in Fridley, Minnesota. Shamefully. I was talking about that earlier. It's embarrassing. It truly is. What I want to do, friends, is we got about 3 more minutes left on this particular part, this segment. I want to reiterate something to you, because I know that some people say, well, Bradley, you're just taking it too far. You know, but I got a question for you in return. How could it get any worse than what it is already? Well, it does. I mean, men are now beating each other up to a literal death in the UFC cage matches. This is moving right into the gladiatorial games. This is, again, just one step away from the Colosseums, where the gladiatorial games fighting unto the death were played, and where men, women, and children, by the way, were also martyred for their faith in Christ. Is it not? Yep, everybody knows that. Well, that is far-fetched, Bradley. Come on, really? Do you really think that this is where this is going to go? I'm telling you, that's already where it's going. Did you know... today, Donald Trump said of, I want you to see this, on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, he said that Bud Light is not a woke company. That's Anheuser-Busch. Anheuser-Busch, by the way, is the one that set this man up as a woman, and they lost billions of dollars for promoting transvestites. Put that up against Deuteronomy 25, or 22, verse 5. Okay, but Donald Trump wants you to believe what he says, and he wants you to ignore the truth of the matter. This is Donald Trump. He's a narcissist, okay? And I'm going to get to more of this in just a moment. But this shows you to the degree that people are willfully putting their fingers on their eyeballs and plugging their ears. These are, in fact, the people that are willfully rebellious, which is the sin of witchcraft, because they don't obey the Lord. That's in 1 Samuel 15:23. And I also want to state this, friends, when I come back on the other side, I want to bring you down to the degree as to how far political idolatry runs in this country. I want to make one more point here. Concerning Bud Light, I believe it was Anheuser-Busch back in the 80s, posted and created an advertisement that stated, just for those that think I'm going too far, they stated, so many Christians, so few lions. I'm not making that up. So, folks, just so you know, if you're going along with this, you're being deceived, and history is, in fact, repeating itself. Folks, hold on. We're going to go on.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on. It'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Call
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Come.